The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. I got an email the other day that says that I didn't know who I was listening to until the end of the program. It's because we're not a bunch of self-promoting buttheads over here. Everybody that tunes into this program knows who is speaking right now. quit picking fly crap out of my sugar bowl, okay? At any rate, it is the 16th day of June, 2011. My guest today, very nice gentleman, been hard at work for a long time, waking people up, Dennis Grover. He is a outstanding writer with a good sense of humor, one that people can appreciate because, you know what? It's the good old boy stuff. It's humor without using foul language. Jeez, is that a thing of the past? At any rate, talking with him today, we've covered cows and dairy stuff and good eating and all that stuff, and now we're into the Codex Alimentarius stage, and a lot of people don't realize where this came from. And our government, Dennis, back in 1994, passed the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act. And this was supposedly to ensure our right to health supplements. And that included herbs and other creations out there, that concoctions that people have come up with over the years, dating back thousands of years, going back to the Chinese. I mean, here's one of your original pharmaceutical people, the Chinese, using herbs. They learned what the human body did and what it needed, and when things ran afoul, they knew what to give you. And we're not talking about unicorn powder here for erectile dysfunction kind of stuff. We're not talking about the marketeers out there. We're talking about people that were serious about treating human illnesses and very successful at it. Where did you think that we got healthy from? Before the pharmaceutical companies came along with their little men in the white lab coats and their microscopes and their clean labs. What did we do? Last hour, Mr. Grover mentioned about milk. And did you not say that your dad used to throw a silver dollar in a five-gallon, the old-style five-gallon milk pail, and it kept the milk fresh?
That's exactly what he did.
Well, and guess what they used to do? The settlers, you know, wagons westward ho, to keep the water potable in the wooden casket they had, they'd throw a few silver dollars in there to keep the bacteria down in the water. Because, folks, imagine, you're a settler. It's 1830. You're moving across the plains here of Texas, 104 degrees. Your water's going to be boiling, almost boiling at that point. Not hot enough to kill the bacteria and all the funk that grows in there. But the settlers would take a couple of silver dollars, throw it in that cask, and it would keep the water fresh and bacteria-free before refrigeration. Yeah, we don't know what we're doing. We have no guidepost from past experiences. We'll be right back.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
So what happens here? Our government passes this act to ensure our right to health supplements, but the FDA, and here's another agency that's created by statute outside of the reach and control of the Constitution, along with the Federal Trade Commission. See, we're all in commerce here, folks, and it all has to be very tightly regulated and controlled because they have all the lawyers and because they say they can. Now, the laws put in place to protect us are being ignored, but what's worse is that those laws are about to be superseded if the powers that be have their way. And we're talking about what is actually behind the Codex Alimentarius. That's the commission. It is the United Nations and World Health Organization. Remember the people that was that last year that told us the H1N1 was going to kill half the planet? And people were rejecting the shots? And guess what didn't happen? There wasn't a worldwide pandemic. What I suspect on this, Dennis Grover, is that this was a way, and we're talking about vaccinations, which are starting out with live viruses that supposedly don't infect you. They inject it into your body builds antibodies, and then you have immunity to such disease. But in fact, what is going on with a lot of these flu shots is simply the live viruses that are being injected into you. Guess what you're getting? The flu.
You're getting exactly what they say they're trying to stop.
Now, what's interesting about this, working in conjunction with the multi... Now, here's a real surprise, Dennis. Working with the multinational pharmaceutical cartel and the international banks. Its initial efforts in the U.S. and the FDA were defeated, so it found another ally in the Federal Trade Commission. Now, Codex, with the FTC and the pharmaceutical cartel behind it, it's threatening to become a trade issue, using a campaign of Operation Cure-All to advance its goals. Now, Dennis, if this wasn't so serious, I'd continue laughing. But this is sad, because what this is a sovereign busting. Uh-oh, I just said the word. I probably tripped all the computers in Langley over that one.
Over. Nice work.
Yeah. But here we have a situation where we have international law. They're trying to set that up to supersede or bypass U.S. law.
That's a fact. That's exactly what they're doing. And they're getting away with it as long as people let them. In my world, I don't let them. You know, I just simply don't cooperate with them. And, you know, like you said, I was blessed with a sense of humor, and a lot of my writing, I use a lot of sarcastic humor. But people actually hear it finally, and they say, what does he mean by that? And, you know, we had a little campaign out here in this area. It was right after the, I can't remember what legislation it was that came down to us right here in Nevada. Anyway, there was forced vaccination, and I did a TV show called Vaccination at Gunpoint, which is what it was. And, you know, I used the line in there, stop shooting your children. And I got all kinds of flack from the bad guys saying I was being rude, and but yet the people heard that.
Wait, you're offering information to many people. It's mind-shattering, but you were accused of being what?
Of being very rude.
Rude?
And inferring that people were shooting their children. Well, that's what they're doing. but it caught people's attention. You know, stop shooting your children. Everybody says, what? What are you talking about? And they listened to what I had to say. And it was on that same show, you know, I found a hospital right here in Reno that you could come up with a $25 check or cash or whatever and get your vaccination in your car. Just stick your arm out, and they'll give you a shot. You give them the check. And I referred to that as drive-by shootings. And again, people started listening, and they quit going to these silly things. And, you know, so I guess I have a little different approach in a lot of ways. But people listen. They hear it.
Dennis, I have no idea what this thing you're talking about, this concept of sarcasm. I've been told that sarcasm is the lowest form of humor, but I found this out, that it keeps me from swearing a lot.
Well, that's good then, I guess. But I wrote a thing, and I guess I'll give myself a little plug, and it's on my website. It's called The Bad and Worst Plan. And while I was laying in the hospital, you know, afraid I was going to die at first, and then for a while there I was afraid I was going to live. But I wrote this thing called The Bad and Worst Plan and created these two characters, Gone Bad and Lot Worse. And their discussion on how to take over the most magnificent country in the world, which is America, that's us. And it was kind of a lengthy thing, but it's on my website if anybody wants to take the time.
And your website again?
Nofree, K-N-O-W-F-R-E-E.com. My book is titled Knowledge Equals Freedom.
And your website for the TV, Liberty and Justice for All TV?
Liberty and Justice for all written out, TV.TV. And I've been approached by a major university. Their drama department wants to make this Bad and Worse thing into a stage play. And I'm tickled. I'm honored. You know, I said, knock yourself out. I'll help you however I can.
Just as long as they don't do it as a comedy.
Right.
Yeah. Serious issues.
Exactly. They are serious issues, and I cover a whole bunch of them in this thing. And then I've since updated it to include this Obama. I'm trying to maintain here. The present administration, and it's just all coming to be what I had said 10 years ago or 15 years ago. So, and a lot of it is humor, and people will end up reading this thing. They have. I've sold a lot of copies of just the Bad and Worse Plan. But anyway, what I'm saying is, you know, we have to get people's attention. Or people have to wake up. The term wake up is almost worn out, but, you know, we have to. I've never seen so many people walking around in this stupor when it's right in front of them. I mean, right down to chemtrails. They don't even look up.
Well, and it's amazing to me. It's like an old, bad, never-made-to-theater circuit George Romero's Night of the Living Dead. I'm watching people walking around, and Dennis, they are not healthy. They look like they're on the verge of doing the dead cat bounce. They're fat. They've got circulatory problems. They've got high blood pressure. They've got heart problems. They've got kidney and liver problems. They've got all kinds of problems. And because they've seen the advertisements on television to buy this food product or that one, some heavily processed, and keep in mind, folks, that the corporate delicacies that they offer you in the grocer's freezer, it may look good, it may taste pretty good, but it is absolutely deficient in any form whatsoever of nutrients, because this is heavily processed stuff. Where are they getting this stuff? They're buying the foods, if it's not genetically modified already. It's being grown out of soil that has been absolutely burned out beyond use. You can't stop using the fertilizer because guess what? Your food crops quit growing. So they burned out the soil, little or no nutritional benefit. Then they take this stuff and they process it, kill whatever nutrients are left in it, add all kinds of artificial flavorings and colorings and to make it look good and taste pretty good to your taste buds. But you might as well be eating sawdust.
Right. Exactly. And it will affect your body, and I'm living proof of that. So I'm 15 years past the point that the doctor said I would surely die if I didn't go under their knife. And, you know, I live a happy, healthy life. So you're right, John. It's all put out there, and it's put in your face through advertising, and these people are sitting, stare at the TV set and say, okay, well, except for my program, and say, okay, you know. But it's working, and these walking idiots, like I don't know what else to call them, were made that way on purpose. The whole system is set to make you stupid, and it's working.
Man, beyond belief. Not only do we have the walking dead out there, but what's dead is in their head as well.
Right. You know, I used to think that I could be in writing my books and articles and being on TV, that, you know, I could help people. There's people out there that cannot be helped.
You know, well, we just refer to them as the furniture. That's okay. When it gets old and tattered looking, just throw it out in the street corner, or if you don't have any place to put it, just move it aside or walk over the top of it. Do not waste any more time on the walking dead. We'll take the break. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
A brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we are back here. From John Hamill, Dennis, a legislative advocate and the founder of International Advocates for Health Freedom, IAHF.
Right, I know John.
And he, and I'm quoting him, he says, if Codex Alimentarius has its way, then herbs, vitamins, minerals, homeopathic remedies, amino acids, and other natural remedies you have taken for granted most of your life will be gone. The name of the game for Codex Alimentarius is to shift all remedies into the prescription category so they can be controlled exclusively by the medical monopoly and its bosses, the major pharmaceutical firms. Predictably, the scenario has been denied by both Canadian Health Food Association and the Health Protection Branch of Canada, or the HPB. And it's now a criminal offense in parts of Europe to sell herbs as foods. An agreement called EEC 6565 equate selling herbs as foods. This is akin to them to selling other illegal drugs. You might as well be out on a street corner selling heroin if you're selling an herb in some parts of Europe.
I understand, and that's a fact. And people are buying into it also. You know, two things that I'd like to say, John, that people need to realize. In Nevada here, we've got the homeopathic board, and it's separate. And every legislature, there's always some new legislation written to get rid of it in one way or another. But people have to realize that homeopathic medicine has only been around for about 2,000 years, where allopathic medicine's been around for 100 years, which is the cut, burn, and poison, treat the symptoms. And, you know, but yet they're pushing us towards this allopathic medicine. And, you know, I'm not saying pharmaceuticals are all bad. Sometimes, you know, they save people's lives.
Yes, they do.
But they have to be on a temporary basis, because you're introducing a foreign substance into your body. And we've got, you know, in my day of growing up, the elders, which were the older people, were who you went to for wisdom. And because they had been around, and they have this. And the same thing is with the Native American tribes. They have their elders, and these people have the wisdom. And so you went to them. Now you go to the older people, and they're so drugged up, you know, they can't slap both ass cheeks with their two hands. It's just nuts.
So, I usually use the term, they can't grab their butt with both hands in a dark room.
that's true. And it's sad. You know, these are...
It is.
This is the knowledge of our country. And one thing that you and I and people like us who go around daily and tell that awful controversial stuff the truth,
yeah,
have to gain a knack, and I've mastered it finally, to being able to look into somebody's eyes and realize whether or not you're seeing the inside of the back of their head.
Mm-hmm.
And if you see the back of their head, say, thank you very much, have a nice day, stumble off and go away.
Have a nice day. Have a nice day.
Yeah,
there's a little echo there, yeah.
We can't save them if they don't want to be saved.
And I won't try. I learned this. Some people, and I think there's this disorder. Human beings have their problems, and I think one of the disorders is when they run across somebody like this, they'll take it as a personal challenge. And
yeah,
they'll try to cram even harder into that head that doesn't want to absorb anything.
Well, that head is not capable of it. They've been so dumbed down through malnutrition, pharmaceuticals, and education, that, you know, you can't blame them when you say, don't you understand? And they say, no. Well, that's because they cannot understand. And I don't care how much work you do, they're not going to get it. And so, you know, you move on to the next guy. Like all your listeners, you know, you got a whole bunch of good people out there. The walking idiots are not listening to you or me on the air or on the street or anywhere else. So that's our challenge.
Well, and many of them, and again, going back to human nature, when presented with the truth, it's an adjustment that they just can't make. They go into catatonic brain fart.
Right.
It is if that you're trying to harm them by trying to inject some truth into their long dead gray matter, hoping
right
to do a Frankenstein brain transplant and wake up the living dead. And they will hate you for it. You will be reviled for it. You will be castigated for it. You will be any number of things. But they will fight you tooth and nail. Forget about what you're saying. They just want to reject it, and they want to tell you you're wrong. And I'm going to go tune in CNN, and I'm going to watch Sanjay Gupta, because that guy's legitimate, and you are not.
Yeah, that's right. It's not on TV, so it can't be true. I know, I've heard that 100 times.
And you and I, my friend, we're the original TV generation.
Right.
We are the people that grew up on television. We have experienced this de-evolution of the mind.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that television is a bad thing. It's wonderful technology. But it's junk. It's garbage. It is bought and paid for with the people that have profit agendas or misinformation agendas or agendas that, you know, think about what we're talking about here, folks. Do we want national health care when we got the people that want to control our health and actually kill us? Really?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Stupid is stupid does. Keep the good stuff out of your head and guess what you're going to get. Let me go to these calls they've been holding. I don't like to keep callers holding in queue. Yvonne in Nevada. Hello, Yvonne.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Do you remember me? I doubt it.
Well, wait a minute here.
I was in Arizona at the time.
Did I take a trip up and go look at hummingbirds?
No, this was, I think, 2005, 6, when I was fairly new to the program,
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't get the program, and all of a sudden this letter appeared on the TV,
mm-hmm.
I mean on the Internet. Do you remember that letter?
No, I don't. You refresh me, Yvonne.
It's when you were having problems with some people that were working for you.
Oh.
Remember that?
Yeah, and that I can never forget, yeah.
Yeah. And I was upset, and I somehow got in touch with the guy who was making all these charges.
Yeah.
And somehow, I can't place it together because it was so crazy, somehow you wound up calling me. We didn't know each other, and then I got some information. It was crazy, and I was trying to find out who is the bad guy here.
Mm-hmm.
But I was coming down already on your side because anyone that would go on national, the national internet with accusations is really bad taste.
That's to say the least. And me being the nice guy and never lose my temper, I never did anything to those people for that. Yeah.
Well, sometimes it's best just to leave it go.
Well, yeah,
you know,
sometimes.
You're under a lot of stress then.
Do you think?
Yeah, you were, and I could understand why.
Yeah.
The reason I'm calling is I've since moved to Reno, Nevada,
mm-hmm.
and I heard your guest was from there,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to ask your guest if I could give your station my telephone number, and would he call me and meet with me?
That is entirely up to Dennis. Dennis, you up to that?
That works for me, sure.
Okay.
I'm extremely knowledgeable. I've been doing this since the early 70s. I was called paranoid so often I just started answering to it. And I have not found, in the 4 years I've been here, a soul to discuss these issues with.
Well, guess what? You just did.
Great.
You know, I mean, at this rate, I'll give it 103 years, everybody will know everybody. The only problem is the other side seems to be in a big, fat hurry to destroy everything.
Well, yeah. That's because they're losing.
You know what? I will not disagree with that. But, Dennis, I'm one of these guys that I don't look at a glass that's half full or half empty and sit and debate with myself whether it's half full or half empty. I want a full glass. I want everybody in this country with their cups running over with the knowledge and everything that we've uncovered. Because life is about choices. Making the right choice or making the wrong choice, that's called personal responsibility, and then suffering the consequences for your bad moves or your good moves.
That's it. That's bottom line.
And you can only do that based on what? Good knowledge. Good information.
Right.
And it's horrible not to have anyone to run things by or you know, they'd be able to pick up the phone and discuss something that's come up.
Well, what is your forte? What are you knowledgeable in?
Just about everything.
Oh, well, if I made that claim, somebody called me a nut.
Well, I've been called that and worse.
Okay. I just haven't been called paranoid.
You haven't?
No, not yet.
Oh, well.
Crazy, but not paranoid.
Well, my doctor, one of my doctors, I had to change medicine. I mean, I had to change doctors. And he put in my medical record that I was a conspiracy theorist and that I thought Rockefeller was... the one but behind the medical issues.
Yvonne, have you ever heard the term, don't cast your pearls before swine?
Yeah, well, I'm always trying to, everywhere I go, I talk to people.
Oh, I understand. I do the same thing.
Yeah, I do.
And I don't have people making notes in my medical records saying that.
Yeah, I was offended by that.
I bet you were. Yeah, I bet you were.
But, because... today, you can't say anything to doctors at all.
Well, and you know what's fascinating? The next time you're in your doctor's office, how old's your doctor? 40s? 50s?
Well, I don't go to him anymore. I think he was around 50.
Okay. Well, then he should have been old enough at the time to realize in order to get your medical license prior to 1960 in this country, mm-hmm. guess what you had to know about? Homeopathic remedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, your guest mentioned homeopathic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he knows or not, but Nevada, at their own words, says that because of lack of doctors in Nevada, that they are forced to take on people from other states who have lost their license. And then they have to make allowances. Well, I can testify on both, regular MDs and holistic, and sometimes they're both. I would suggest very strongly you don't go to any doctor here if you can help it.
Yeah.
It is really bad here.
Well, and as I started to say, I mean, look at the situation. Dennis, I know you can appreciate this. We're being injected, and we're being detected and inspected, and we're ingesting foods that are literally making us sick.
Mm-hmm.
And just the time where the insurance companies, through their lobbyists, through the politicians, have started ramping up health care costs in this country, well, nobody can afford it, so therefore we've got to have a little socialist plan, and on it goes. And this is about, and I love what Dennis has done here by his book, Knowledge Equals Freedom. If you're
yes,
not,
it does.
If you're knowledgeable, you get to make the right choices. And in this country, their solution to all the sick and the dying and the walking dead are now to have, where doctors have no incentive just to become doctors, there's really two motivations for doctors out there. Kind of like cops.
It's money and power.
Well, yeah, well, not for cops, but...
No, for doctors.
Yeah, for doctors. I mean, with cops, it's I want to serve my fellow human beings, or I just can't wait for the day I get to draw my weapon and shoot somebody. With doctors, it's either I'm in it for the money, or I've got more altruistic motive behind this that I really do want to help people. But what this is going to drag into the mix are doctors that are really not qualified to even work on your dog.
They're not. They're absolutely not.
Yeah.
And I dropped the name Rockefeller immediately because I know he's head of the AMA. I've been in one of Rockefeller's houses in San Francisco when I had paid. I had to get on. I was on the inner outer circle of San Francisco local politics.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way I could do that was go to fundraisers, you know, and donate to Feinstein's campaign, and so I did get on the inner outer circle. I had no idea what the inner circle was up to, but I am a good listener. I judge people very well, and I picked up a lot of information. And so one night we were all meeting, and I never knew whose house we were in, never cared, but I got to noticing this one tall, thin guy. His back was pressed up against the wall like he was holding it up and holding a white wine glass. And he never moved. And I'd noticed people every once in a while, you know, all the heavy hitters, you know, are there, and, you know, campaign and stuff. And I got to notice him, and people would go by and talk with him, and they'd go off, and pretty soon he never moved. And then... another heavyweight that I knew came up, and I said, "Who is that guy over there? He hasn't moved since I came in." And he said, "Oh, that's David Rockefeller." and I wanted to laugh so badly because I thought, he's afraid to get away from the wall, afraid somebody will stab him in the back.
Nah, he was enjoying his power trip. People would make the trip to him. He didn't have to circulate to them. He made them come to him. That was his altar. And they were genuflecting. Hey, look, Yvonne, I'm going to take you down here. I'll make sure during the next break that I give Dennis your number, and I'll see what you guys come up with out there.
Do you have my number?
No, I'm going to bring you down, and okay. The board op is going to take it.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Yvonne.
Okay, bye.
Warner in New Brunswick. Hello, Warner.
Good evening, John, and your guest, Mr. Dennis.
Yes.
You touched on so many different issues. You started out with the healthy food, you know, grass-fed beef,
mm-hmm.
and now you're into the medical profession and the FDA.
Well, don't worry, sir. It all comes out in the end.
Yeah. But yesterday, a friend of mine sent me something in regard to the FDA. This might be of interest to your listeners.
Okay.
About did you ever hear about Dr. Bilvinsky?
Bilvinsky?
No, Brzezinski.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dennis.
Yeah, Dr. Brzezinski out of Texas.
Okay.
Yeah, and what a kind of an ordeal he went through in fighting the FDA. You know, he's a cancer doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And he treated many people of incurable cancers that were being given up, you know. And this kind of ridiculous waste of taxpayers' money, what is a YouTube on Vimeo, you know, a documentation about it.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to prevent the people from getting an effective cancer cure, the FDA has spent over $60 million over the last 20 years in lawsuits and everything else. And in the end, they tried to steal his patent about his cancer cure.
See, that doesn't serve anybody's purpose because there are billions of dollars changing hands every year over this cancer scare.
Yeah, and as I say, you know, this basically what you fellas are saying about the Hegelian dialectic, you know, creates a problem and then profit in peddling a bogus cure.
Yeah, well, scare the hell out of everybody and then give them a bogus cure. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And what the lady before there mentioned there, you know, I think nowadays, we have to be jack of all trades. We have to inform us as comprehensively from as many different sources as possible, and then we have to sift through and separate the wheat from the chaff.
Yes, and it's not an easy thing to do, but it is well worth the time because, well, it's like anything else. You can believe somebody, and you can try whatever they're doing, or you could follow their advice, or whatever the case may be, but buyer beware.
But at the same time, you have to make all efforts to accumulate as much knowledge about the issues as possible.
Well, and the classic example, and I was going to bring this up to Dennis, we were talking about ailments, and we didn't cover that much on the cure. My wife just saw something the other day, and believe this or not, actually Dan Rather, once he left CBS, I think is doing programming on PBS now. And he actually did a program on adult stem cell, which you will never, ever see talked about as a really breakthrough therapy for a lot of diseases or bodily dysfunction, failing organs, whatever that we have. How many months in a row were you pumped full of stem cell, or not stem cell, not adult, but embryonic stem cell, which is rife with problems? It's something that should not be done. You're trying to introduce cell from another human being, and there's rejection problems, and on it goes. But I got into the detail, Werner, about adult stem cell research and what they've been doing with it, and I was absolutely flabbergasted. With what we know right now, and it's still in clinical trial, and the government is trying to stall this as long as they can, but this is a therapy that can literally regenerate organs.
Graham Kelly. Graham Kelly.
I don't know Zam Kelly.
Graham.
Graham Kelly.
It's an algae extract from marine algae.
No, I was talking about actually taking adult stem cell from your own body.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. I did a series on this, I mean, to the point where my wife's father entered into a study out in Arizona. And what they discovered is the man was having heart failure because his valves were calcifying in his heart. He had only 25% of his pumper left. In other words, only 20 to 25 on a good day of the blood pressure that should be garnered from a healthy pumping heart. And they said, wait a minute, we don't have to do the adult stem cell on you. The only thing we got to do is crack your chest open and fix your valves. You're going to be just fine. But he entered into the adult stem cell. You can use cells directly out of your own body. They're grown in a petri dish, reintroduced into your body, injected into organs such as your heart, and your heart will start to regenerate itself.
What I wanted to point out was the other treatment what I came across. This Graham Kelly, he researched it, and it works. This marine algae extract, It basically activates the body's ability to produce its own stem cells and does and do repairs.
All right, I'm heading for the ocean right now, and I'm going to swallow water.
But this might be worthwhile for your listeners to look into.
I will definitely do that, and I thank you for that, Werner.
Yeah, well, as I say, I got a few more other things, but you got other callers waiting.
When we're ending up on the short side of the show here, so I appreciate you calling in. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Yeah, that's one of my pet things. Dennis's adult stem cell.
Yeah, Dr. Burton Goldberg. I had him on the show, and I'll get you in contact with him. He's an authority on this and has done a lot of work. So.
Well, and I've also talked to the staff doctors that are actually doing this in the clinical studies, and I am just astounded to actually see heart muscle regenerating and growing new muscle.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Theravim. Theravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesin, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Theravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit Theravim.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? ExtendoVite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, ExtendoVite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
If you want to have some fun and learn some things, folks, very easy to do. You can just Google Dennis Grover's name, and you're going to come up with a slew of stuff. All the people that he's been doing on his television program, the people that he's interviewed, he's all over YouTube. His writings are showing up everywhere. And I'll ask the question here, as I always ask everybody. What's your motivation for doing this, Dennis? Why do you care?
Well, what happened was when I had that heart attack that I said told you about, I got to die for 4 minutes. It was magnificent. And go into the light, and you know the whole story we've heard. But what I came out of, out with, I guess, is I have no fear. I don't have that base that keeps me on edge like most people. I mean, I don't care. Either I'm going to live or I'm going to die. It doesn't matter. I've seen the other side, and it's great. And it's given me a real strong spiritual basis also. But that was the first thing, and then watching all the other things in my life, and there's been numerous instances in my life that I thought, what the hell was that? And gone and taken a look at it and found out it's really a bunch of garbage that's been fed, and it's all fear-based. And so I guess that's what did it for me. Plus, where I grew up, it was a whole different world than it is right now. And that's, you know, and a great quote that I use all the time, it's right on my website, that says the truth is hate to those who hate the truth. And that's what they're pushing out there. They're pushing hate. And if you're telling the truth, you get thrown into this same bucket of hate, because truth is hate. And so I guess that's basically where I'm coming from is, and plus I got two sons, you know, and I'd like to see them have a better life. My youngest son was born deaf. He's an Agent Orange baby. I was in Vietnam, and so I lived with that. I found out I'm handicapped, not him. And all these little things like that add up to what's wrong with this picture. And that's what I'm trying to convey to people.
All right. Your website again, Dennis, for the people out there?
Nofree, KNOWFREE.com.
Nofree.com and libertyandjusticeforall.tv.
Right.
He's interviewed a lot of interesting people, and whether the state of Nevada knows it or not, most people are in a state of confusion, but whether the people in the state of Nevada realize it or not, they have a real gem out there. And we appreciate you coming on the program today, Dennis. Sorry to make you jump through all those hoops, but we got her done.
That's all right. That's been my pleasure.
All righty. Sir, we'll be talking again. Thank you.
I sure hope so. You bet.
All right.
Thanks a lot, John.
Okay, you're welcome. And hang on. Did you already give him the number? The number for the lady left for him. Yeah, catch him before he hangs up. Okay. All right. Folks, that'll do it for us today. Another edition of the National Intel Report in the archives. We'll be back with you tomorrow with another edition. And again, for those people that don't know who I am, the name is John Stadtmiller. And this has been the National Intel Report. We thank you all for being here today. And we'll be back at you with you tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday. Boy, I got that right. Thanks. I'm out of here, man. What a day. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Gold, ever climbing.